Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 4 of 6 between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Life. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad to bring you the play-by-play tonight between two California League Northern Division teams. It's the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. As we said, game 4 of this 6-game series, Friday Night Baseball tonight, and it's between two good teams. We have Country Night tonight as well. My Job Depends on Ag, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. There will also be post-game fireworks tonight, presented by Westside Equipment Company for tonight. Well, game 4, and it's been Stockton so far, winning 2 of 3 from Fresno. Both game 1 and game 3 of the series happened by a score of 5-4, while game 2, the final score was 14-2 in favor of the Grizzlies. By a score of 5-4. And so the Grizzlies won 14-2 on Wednesday. They fell last night by a final score of 5-4. So last night was a good pitching matchup. We have a great pitching matchup again tonight. The Stockton Ports coming in with a record of 2-4. They are last place in the California League standings. They are 2 games back of the Modesto Nuts. While Fresno comes in with a record of 3-3, they are tied for second place in the California League Northern Division standings. They're a game back of Modesto. So both teams coming in looking for a big win tonight. Stockton goes with the right-hander Jason Sanchez tonight, and he'll take on the right-hander for Fresno, Jordy Vargas. A great pitching matchup tonight for both teams. The Grizzlies looking to get back on the winning track with one of the best players in the Rockies system, number 13 overall prospect, Jordy Vargas. Well, prior to tonight's game, I got to sit down with a very important man of the Colorado Rockies, Director of Player Development for the Colorado Rockies, Chris Forbes, joined me on the pregame show. Chris and I talked a little bit about his back-in-the-day days before becoming a player development guy. He was a scout, actually, in the Oakland Athletics system, so funny that we're facing their single-A affiliate tonight. We talked about his time at the University of Kansas, at Colorado State, and at my alma mater, the University of Northern Colorado, Go Bears. And finally, we talked about a couple players on this Grizzlies team that I know he's excited about. Our pregame guest tonight for our pregame interview is Chris Forbes. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Chris right after this. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. We'll be right back.
Through the 16th with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Interview with Director of Player Development for the Colorado Rockies, Chris Forbes, in 3, 2, 1. I bring in one of the most important pieces of the Colorado Rockies when it comes to their player development, Chris Forbes. Thanks for sitting down for me for this interview.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys do. Always enjoy it.
Well, first question, you went to Colorado State. You also went to the University of Kansas. Can you tell me about both those experiences for you?
Obviously, you know, Kansas is very near and dear to my heart. Colorado State, well, I wanted to stay in state, and then they dropped baseball. You probably have to dig into the archives to figure out, I'm sure you know why, but, and ultimately, you know, I mean, Kansas was a better fit for me personally. I had a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you go to two schools that kind of have different, you know, ways of playing baseball and understanding everything, you kind of changed your career a little bit. I mean, then you kind of went into the route of scouting. Can you talk to me about what your desire was for scouting?
Well, you know, I coached at the time. I've been coaching college, I think, I was in my 11th year as a college coach, and I was coaching up in the Cape, and I started getting approached about scouting jobs, and I had a good friend I was with in the Cape up in Falmouth that took a scouting job with the A's, and then kind of talked to me about it the whole year, about how much he enjoyed it. And, you know, some of the college jobs, you know, you're working, you're giving lessons, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, you know, you're having to work a ton just to kind of make ends meet. And ultimately, scouting was very intriguing and getting in on the pro side. And so, you know, that I think was the next winter, that winter of 06, I took a scouting job.
Well, you know, can you describe to people what really scouting involves and the amount of travel and the amount of data you have to look at on an everyday basis?
You know, I mean, it starts with territories, and you're given, you know, each team breaks up the country into territories, and you kind of cover that territory, and you try to line the guys up the best that they can, you know, with their schedule, with the weather, with everything else, to get them seen, you know, not only by you, but, you know, and your cross-checkers, your scouting director, etc. And then, you know, they line up the board nationally, and you try to make the best decisions based on that.
Out of, you know, your first couple years of scouting, who would you say was the first true player that you saw that you were like, wow, this guy really is going to make a difference for a ball club?
Oh, boy. You know, because when I moved down to Arizona in 2010, I moved areas. And there was a 16-year-old in Vegas named Bryce Harper playing at Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
And we were actually coming off a playoff year in 09. So we were picking late, and his agent wouldn't even let us meet with him, you know, because it was going to be almost nearing the impossible for him to fall that far.
Right.
You know, and typically even to fall out of the first, second, or third pick. But seeing just the volume of scouts and the heavy hitters, and you know, the Nationals had somebody at every single series. You know, you'd see Bob Boone and see ownership group, and you know, it was just intriguing to see such a young guy, and, you know, you keep telling yourself, boy, what was I like at 16? And I sure was not ready for that type of heat.
You know, it's so crazy when you talk to people who get a chance to see these players who are now big-name guys in general, but then your career kind of changed a little bit, and now you're within the Rockies organization. So, you know, when your time with the Rockies started, what was your first thought process, and now where has it led for you?
Well, you know, I mean, being a Colorado guy, you know, obviously, you know, having a chance to work with a hometown club, I mean, it's rare. But, you know, the opportunity to kind of grow and be in a drafting development model. So having, you know, got my feet wet in both sides of what the two most important processes are with the Rockies, you know, is intriguing. And you want to grow this thing right.
Absolutely. And I know that when it comes to growing, there's a lot of things that affect just the Rockies specifically, and altitude's kind of the big one. So when you're kind of developing pitchers specifically, what is something you kind of look at to help Rockies in that altitude?
Well, we really rolled this off season into taking ownership of that altitude and making it an advantage. Instead of, you know, I think there were years prior where we've shied away from talking about it, but it's the reality. It's the reality in Albuquerque. It's the reality in Denver. And so, you know, kind of the mantra we put out there was, we own the high ground.
Yeah.
And that's something we've talked to our players about. You know, there are stories out there, and Marcel Latchman was at a pitching development camp we did, and he told a story that knowing Greg Maddux, and what Greg Maddux would say about Denver is, I'm just going to go in there and take my beating, get my ass kicked, and I'm going to get out. You know, and that was kind of how people thought about it. So, you know, we need to take that as our advantage coming in there, because it is a tougher environment to pitch. Our top level in the minor leagues and obviously our top level in the organization are very tough environments to pitch. But you got to stay resilient, you know, and persistent, and there's no magic bullet.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting to see what the Rockies have done over the past couple of years. And we've seen that success here in Fresno. So, first of all, you know, you visit Fresno a couple of times. What's your experience with this ballpark? But then also on top of it, how does it feel to have Fresno as kind of the first stop for these young players?
Well, I think that, you know, the relationship in the Cal League for us goes really deep. And ultimately, finally getting settled into Fresno, I think, was such a bonus for us personally. Ballpark is gorgeous. Obviously, the groundskeeper, Cal League groundskeeper of the year last year. But the playing surface, you know, the amenities inside, how the front office treats us, it's been a really good relationship. And you know, the guys have gone out here and performed well.
And it's really fun to watch. And I know the front office, and I can speak for the front office and a lot of everyone else on the staff as well. We appreciate what the Rockies have done so far. But a couple guys I do want to bring up on this specific squad. The first one is Ryan Ritter. Defensively, he was the Gold Glove winner at Kentucky. What does Ryan Ritter bring to the possibility for the Rockies in the future?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, he's such an easiness to operate defensively, you know, and you just watch how his actions are, his anticipation, you know, ground ball up the middle, and he seems like he's a step up on it, whether he can finish it or not, you know, he's right there. And it's easy, and I think it's a very calming presence on a extremely young infield right now. With, you know, whenever Jorge gets here, but you got the young Andy Perez, and you know, at times we're gonna have a very young group, and so I think having a guy like that to settle things down is critical.
Another great thing that the Rockies do is their international scouting as a whole, and one of the guys that we get to see this year is a catcher/first baseman in Bryant Bencourt. Can you give a little bit of insight for the fans about Bencourt and his growth?
Well, you know, last year going down to the DSL, and you just saw somebody that really had a feel for what he was doing at the plate, you know, and a good swing, a good approach. The catching skill set, we saw a really big jump, I felt like, in spring training, handling different type of guys and guys with life. You know, last year's draft class is obviously heavily pitcher based, and those guys, you know, the college, there's one high school kid that's not just here yet, but he will be.
Yeah.
Other than that, they were college guys, and so how he was going to handle them and catch them, and he did great. And it's going to be, you know, so this was a challenge. I mean, we're skipping him over the Arizona Complex League. And he's going to get challenged in this league, and it's going to be important that he just stay resilient, you know, understand what's going on, because, you know, he has high expectations for himself.
And we've seen him. He's a great young man, lots of talent. We can't wait to see him start hitting some home runs here in Fresno, because I know the fans are going to go crazy with the lights and everything. Now let's go to the pitcher side. We talked a little bit about how pitching means to the Rockies, and to here to Fresno, Jordy Vargas. This guy is a sensational arm. What can you tell me a little bit about Jordy as well?
You know, he's really competitive. He really likes to attack hitters, you know. And I think that, you know, it's such a big thing when you have guys that are not, you know, the zones vary in the Cal League.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're still dealing very much with the human element. And he finds a way, you know, to just constantly attack. And he's got enough in his mix and contrast to punch guys out as well. But he doesn't shy away from contact, which I think is a huge thing in his growth.
And finally for us, I know that it's a little bit different, but you and I both have ties at the University of Northern Colorado, so I want to hear about your favorite story in Greeley.
Oh, boy. There's probably some I can't say. You know, I don't know if the statute of limitations is down on some of those, but I actually enjoyed my time up there. Ended up, you know, meeting my wife, you know, on the second lap through there. But just, you know, I thought the people, I enjoyed the kind of the intimacy of the athletic department there. And like we talked about before, knowing Kay Dalton in these places, and then finding the areas that I could go to in the city where I could avoid the players when they were out and about and stuff like that. But it was a fun time.
Well, as we always say, once a bear, always a bear. Chris, thank you for sitting down for us. I know that at some point we'll get you for another interview, but we appreciate your time for this, and we can't wait to see you soon.
You bet. Appreciate you.
Well, we thank Chris Forbes for joining us on the pregame show tonight. Boy, that was a lot of fun. That interview could have lasted an hour, 2 hours. The amount of knowledge that Chris Forbes brings to the Rockies is unbelievable. So we thank Chris Forbes for joining us on the pregame show. So in about 2 minutes, we're going to go and do a simulcast right here at the ballpark. We're going to talk about our keys to the game before we start to talk about the lineups, but welcome back, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live, the Stockton Ports at 2-4, and the Fresno Grizzlies at 3-3. We'll be back with the keys to the game right after this.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro Giveaway. a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chassis.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hello, fans. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, the Grizzlies need to grow an early lead. The Grizzlies have not lost a game this season when scoring first. Key number two, rope some doubles. The Grizzlies are second in single A with 16 doubles. Two of last night's runs scored from RBI doubles. And finally, key number three, wrangle in on the mistakes. Don't lose focus on both sides of the ball. Fans, enjoy tonight's game. Back to Mark.
Thank you.
So those were tonight's keys to the game. We are so grateful to bring you tonight's keys to the game in a simulcast. As well, as we said, grow an early lead. The Grizzlies have not lost when scoring first this season. Rope some doubles. The Grizzlies are second in single A with 16 doubles. Two of last night's runs scored from doubles. And then key number three, wrangle in on the mistakes. Don't lose focus on both sides of the ball. So again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. We are live from downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 4 of 6 between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. The Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, coming with a record of 2-4. They've taken 2 of 3 from the Grizzlies so far. While the Fresno Grizzlies, single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, they are 3-3, but they are looking to even this series at 2 games apiece for Friday night baseball. And boy, we have a great pitching matchup for you. For Ports, the Stockton Ports, is the right-hander Yason Sanchez tonight. Yehizon Sanchez, he is 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA, but he is an up-and-coming star in the athletic system. While Fresno goes with their top prospect in the Rocky system, number 13 overall, right-hand pitcher Jordy Vargas gets the nod. 0-0, a 3.60 ERA, and Jordy Vargas gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies. Game number 7 of this young season, a long way to go for Fresno. 3-3 on the early year. All 3 Grizzlies losses have been by a final score of 5-4. While Fresno has had some big wins, 14-2 just the other night on Wednesday. They also won 9-5 in San Jose, and they won 5-3 in 10 innings against the Giants as well. And, of course, we want to thank our pregame guest, Chris Forbes, for joining us as well on the pregame show. A lot of fun talking to him, so we have a lot of fun. Parker DeBear takes the field as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be back We have the starting lineups, and then we'll have first pitch right after this. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Life. My name is Stephen Rice and I'll bring you the play-by-play for tonight's Friday night action between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. It's country night tonight. My job depends on ag, presented by Stamulos Produce Company. We also have post-game Friday night fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company. With that being said, here are tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Stockton Ports, who come with a record of 2-4. They are fourth place in the California League Northern Division. They are currently two games back of the Modesto Nuts for first place. Under first-year manager Gregorio Petit, here's the starting lineup. Batting first, the designated hitter, number 3, Nelson Beltran. Batting second, the right fielder, number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting third, the center fielder, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 28, Darlin Montero. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 18, Luis Marinez. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting 7th, the 3rd baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting 8th, the shortstop, number 15, Robert Poisson. And batting 9th, the left fielder, number 2, Kevin Richards. And on the bump tonight for the Ports is the right-hander, number 37, Jason Sanchez. He is 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, presented by Toyota. The Grizzlies coming with a record of 3-3. They are one game back of the Modesto Nuts in the California League Northern Division standings. And first-year manager Steve Solis will bring this lineup tonight. Leading off and playing left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguerin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the Rockies' number 13 overall prospect, Jordy Vargas. Vargas makes his second start. He is 0-0, a 3.60 ERA. A great crowd filing into the ballpark here in downtown Fresno, California at Chuck Chancey Park. Friday Night Baseball, and boy, are we excited to bring you the action right after this. When we come back after the commercial break, we'll have the national anthem, first pitch, and Grizzlies baseball. Don't go anywhere on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. 8.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're going to head down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big sound reacts to the three drives and a group of facts. As we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. The one of the anthem tonight, please welcome Nikola Sabia.
What a great, great national anthem to get us started for Friday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. And we are so grateful to bring you the call tonight between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Jordy Vargas starts to warm up as we get set for first pitch here tonight at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 69 degrees, clear skies, 6 mph winds coming in from right field. As Jordy Vargas continues to get ready for first pitch, the kids are filing out. They had some Little Leagues here tonight, so coming down into the field, the Little Leagues, and they're exiting out before warm-ups continue on. Home plate umpire is Jared Dwersen. The first base umpire is Tim Barreras. The Grizzlies are wearing their red uniforms tonight, white pants, and the growers' hats. That's right. Tonight is country night. My job depends on ag, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. There will also be post-game Friday night fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company. So my job depends on ag, and to celebrate that, the Grizzlies are wearing their growers hats tonight. The Grizzlies in the red with the white pants, while Stockton back in their grays tonight. They've won two of three of this early series. They have the blue caps and the red bills, so same uniforms for them over the past four. As I think all the fans are finally off the field, and Sanchez and Vargas will pitch tonight. Vargas will continue his warm-up pitches as we get set here at Chukchansey Park. Again, however you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play for tonight's action. The Grizzlies at 3-3 look to get back on track after losing last night 5-4. The Grizzlies came back after being down 4-0 by scoring four runs in the bottom of the seventh, but a ninth-inning run by Stockton gave them the 5-4 win. The Grizzlies left runners at second and third with two outs. They've lost all three of their games this season by a score of 5-4, so let's stay away from that score tonight. It's been bad omen so far for Fresno. Parker getting everyone going tonight. Great crowd that continues to file in here at Chukchansey Park. We have a couple big groups tonight as well. As we get set for first pitch. Jordy Vargas will finish up his warm-up pitches. Here comes the throw down from Cody Huff, and we're set for baseball here at Chukchansey Park. Nelson Beltran will lead things off against the right-hander in Jordy Vargas. Vargas, 6'3", 153 pounds. He is 19 years old from Moca, Dominican Republic. He'll walk from the full wind, and here's the pitch. And it's a fastball that clips outside for a ball. And they got a one ball and no strikes, and we are underway. 95 from Vargas on that pitch. Here's the 1-0. And a fastball way outside, and the count at 2-0 to start tonight's game. First pitch tonight is 6:54 p.m. As the 2-0 is inside, and Beltran down to his knees on that one. And the count now 3-0. Some chin music early on to Nelson Beltran. Here's a 3-0. And that pitch is in there right down the middle, and the count at 3-1. Nice get me over right there. As a 3-1 is in there, called strike, Beltran flipping his bat towards the dugout. He'll have to go retrieving. The count's now full. Great spot from Vargas on the inner half of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is low. And that is a leadoff walk to Nelson Beltran. So that is how tonight's game will get started. And I'll bring up the right fielder in Clark Elliott. By the way, Beltran, no average, no home runs, no RBIs. For Clark Elliott, he comes in hitting 409. No home runs and four RBI. Elliott's been a pain in the Grizzlies' side so far. As Vargas works from the stretch for the first time, and that pitch is low. And the count at one ball and no strikes. Great night for baseball. Beautiful night. Friday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. And the count now at two balls and no strikes. As we'll have a quick check by Huff. It's Chukchansey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Top of the first inning, and we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the next pitch. It's a called strike. The count now at 2-1 to Clark Elliott. So again, we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the first. Here's the next pitch from Vargas, and it's way outside. And the count now 3-1. Vargas did not look like he had a grip on that one. And he falls behind to the second straight batter. We'll talk a lot about Vargas tonight as long as he stays in this ball game. There's a lot to him as that pitch is flown out to left field. Long run from both left field and the third baseman, Messenger and Snyder, who collide momentarily. Both look to be okay, but neither could get to the ball. And the count now is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elliot went hacking on that one. As here's the 3-2. And it'll be a check on the runner back at first. Diving safely is Beltran. Look how remain 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's flown foul into the crowd. And a souvenir for a lucky fan as it lands right into the laps of a couple fans here on the second level. Grizzlies. Beautiful ballpark to Chancy Park. 3 tiers. We're on the third level here in the press box. As here's the 3-2. There goes the runner and says ball 4. And just like that, the Grizzlies and Vargas into a jam. First and second. With nobody down. And it'll bring up the center fielder in Colby Thomas. Here's the pitch. And it is in there for a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Good pitch from Vargas on the curveball. The count at 0-1. Vargas, fastball, curveball, changeup. And that curveball is kind of his bread and butter as we see another one into the dirt. And Thomas swings and misses. And the count at 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled away as Thomas right on that fastball, and we'll do it again at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive, base hit to right. 3 batters have reached, and Stockton, the throw to the plate, it is... not in time. Stockton takes the lead 1-0. A close play at the plate, but not in time. It's an RBI single for Colby Thomas. And just like that, Stockton has a 1-0 lead. The early walk comes back to bite Fresno in the butt. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Darlin Montero. And the Grizzlies fall behind here early. The Grizzlies have not won a game this season when the opponents have scored first. That pitch is foul. And the count at 0-1. It's not a great stat when you hear that right there. But the Grizzlies have found their ways behind all season long. Here comes the 0-1 from Vargas. And it's outside. And the count now at 1-1 from Jordy Vargas. The 19-year-old is ranked as the Rockies' number 13 overall prospect. On MLB.com, as that is swung on and missed the count 1-2, and is considered to have the best curveball in the Colorado Rockies system, according to Baseball America. A Moca Dominican Republic product, his second start of the season. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vargas, in his second season now with Fresno, joined the Grizzlies on the back half of last season. Was very impressive in his first experience here at Single A as he gets a strikeout of Montero on a disgusting curveball for the first out of the inning. The best curveball, according to Baseball America, in the Rockies system, we saw right there for the first out. As we'll bring up the catcher in Luis Marinez, who's hitting 143 on the season. Vargas, 6'3", 153 pounds, bats right, throws right. As that pitch is off the glove of Huff for a ball in the count of 1-0. Born November 6, 2003, so 19 years old. Was an international free agent signing by the Rockies in 2021. Signed for $500,000 before the signing period opened in January of 2021. Here's the 1-0. And it is outside, and the count now at 2-0. Curveball that couldn't find the strike zone to Luis Morenes. Second game for the catcher in this series. Here comes the 2-0. And that's a line drive to left field. It's going to go foul. And there's a souvenir for a fan. The count now at 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 from Vargas. And it is in there for a call strike. A fastball that paints the bottom half of the plate. And it's 2-2. As we've already seen tonight, he can touch the mid-90s with a fastball. Good spin rate overall in all of his pitches. Here's the 2-2. And that is outside, and the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Vargas trying to get out of this early jam, he trails 1-0 here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch, and it's called strike 3. A fastball that hits the outer half of the plate. 92 from Vargas for the second out. Morena is not happy with the call as he heads back to the dugout. And he'll bring up the second baseman, Brennan Malone. 28 pitches so far for Vargas in the inning. And if only he allows one run, it'd be a big win for Fresno as that first pitch is a strike. They counted 0-1. Great job from Huff framing that pitch on the upper part of the zone. Here's the 0-1, and it's a curveball that gets into the dirt, and Huff with a nice stop in the count of 1-1. Vargas is working on a changeup. Right now, mainly a fastball curveball, but that changeup is coming along for him. As we said, his second start. Here's the pitch. And a curveball into right field. It is down. And Stockton's, it goes off the glove. This is going to score 1 run. The throw in his second is on time. Now the throw to the plate is, and he is out at the plate. They're going to argue at the plate right there. Petit not happy with the call right there with home plate umpire Jared Dwersen. Lots going on right there, but Stockton now has a 2-0 lead. We'll tell you what the final ruling is when we come back. 2-0 Ports. We had the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first, the Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 2-0. The Ports scored their second run, but it ended up being also the third out of the inning. Brennan Malone, a single to right center. Initially, the right fielder in Martin, it bounced off his glove. As the first pitch from Sanchez is a ball to Jake Snyder, the count at 1-0. Went off of Martin's glove. Bouguerin then picked it up, threw it to Ritter, who was near the second base bag. As the 1-0 is a high chopper to the second baseman. Malone coming in, a little flip over to first base for the out. 4-3 on the put out. As we bring up the catcher, Cody Huff. So Ritter then, near the second base back, throws it to the plate, and it cut down Colby Thomas trying to score. So the official put out is 9 deflected, 8-6-2 on the put out to end the inning, but it's 2-0 Ports. As here's Cody Huff to take on the right-hander, Yason Sanchez. For Sanchez, he is 0-1, a 13.50 ERA. He got Jake Snyder to ground out to second base. And now here's Cody Huff. As Huff, line drive, base hit to left field, gets through the short and third baseman. And a one-out hit for Cody Huff. Cody Huff coming in, hitting .455. Last night was 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. Or he was a defensive replacement, then hit. So he was 0-for-1 either way. But prior to that, he was on a 4-game hit streak. He was hitting .700 in that span. And at 1.2, he was leading the California League in hits and RBI. As here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Bryant Bettencourt, the DH. As that pitch is outside, and the count of 1-1. By the way, they did rule an error on the right fielder, Martin, so there was 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 error in that past half inning for the Stockton Ports, and they lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Just underway here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Great crowd for Friday night baseball, game 4 of this 6-game series. The Ports have taken 2 of 3 from the Grizzlies. Here's a 2-1 to Bettencourt, and he fouls it to the backstop, the count of 2-2. Bettencourt had left last night's game with some type of lower leg injury. We don't know if it was on the swing or him running to first, but he had left the game, but back tonight as the designated hitter. And so far from a couple swings, he looks pretty healthy. Here's the 2-2. And it is inside, ball 3, and Bettencourt trying to get out of the way as Huff trying to read that pitch in the dirt. And the count now full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And it's a right-hander, Yason Sanchez. So Grizzly, Snyder, Huff, Bettencourt, Bugarin, Martin, Ritter, Kelly, Messenger, and Mendez for Fresno. Here comes the 3-2, and there goes Huff. And line drive, base hit to right. Huff seeing that, he will head to third. And the Grizzlies with runners at the corners and only one out. Bryant Bettencourt with a single. And now here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. As Bettencourt line drive, he has now hit safely in 6 straight games. And I'll bring up Jesus Bugarin, who's hitting .273 tonight. First and third, one out. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball outside in the count of 1-0. And Marina is not happy with that call against Sanchez. Sanchez is 6'2", 165 pounds from La Romana, Dominican Republic. As that pitch is a called strike, a curveball in the inner half of the plate. On the count of 1-1. Born November 16, 2000. Third professional season after being signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Athletics. As here's the 1-1. That is in the dirt, and the count now 2-1. Good stop from Marinez. Right there. So 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Grizzlies trail the Ports, but the Grizzlies with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch, and it's flown foul, and the count now at 2-2. A fan in the terrace level getting a nice souvenir. And Boo Green trying to now put the Grizzlies on the board. Two RBI this season for him. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball. This could be possibly two. Schofield Sam over to second. Over to first. A double play. And Stockton is out of the inning. Schofield Sam gets the ball in a couple bounces. Goes over to second. And then the second baseman and Malone over to Montero and gets Boo Green by a step to end the threat and inning. We head to the top of the second. Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to the Grizzlies on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second. Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-0. Jordy Vargas back out for his second inning of work. As Vargas finishing up his warm-up pitches, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-435. 62-63 today. Here's the pitch from Vargas. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As Vargas is 0-1, is outside, and the count at 1-1. Here's the next pitch, and it's a ground ball to the first baseman. A couple bounces, and now the flip over to Vargas covering for the out. Kelly over to Vargas. It goes 3-1 on the put out. Schofield Sam is retired as they'll bring up the shortstop, Robert Poisson. Poisson the night off last night. Back in the lineup and at shortstop today. He signed with the Athletics for $5 million. Back in 2019. As here comes the 0-1. And it's swung on and missed. To Poisson. Here's the 0-2. And it's in it during the count of 1-2. Here comes the one ball, two strike pitch from Vargas to Robert Poisson. And it hits him on the inner half. And Poisson will head over to first base. He will throw his bat towards the dugout. As Vargas hits him with a pitch. Here in the top of the second. So let's talk a little bit more about Jordy Vargas, the young right-hander. He is probably one of the best players you'll see on the Grizzlies team this season. A strong, young right-hander. Initially said that he's built kind of like a string bean. Very skinny, hasn't really built into his body yet. 6'3", 153 pounds. As Kevin Richards sees a called strike and the count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch. It's in the dirt and the count at 1-1. He enters his third professional season with the Rockies. Ranked as the number 13 overall prospect. and is considered to have the best curveball in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America. He allowed 2 runs over 5 innings of work on opening night, April 6th, against San Jose. So he'll check on the runner back safely in the count at 1-1. Against San Jose, 6 hits, no walks. He struck out 3. But 5 innings of work and 2 earned runs. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count now at 1-2. This is his first appearance against Stockton in 2023. As there goes the runner, the throw from Huff. It is right on the money, and they got him at second base. Cody Huff downs the runner at second base, Poisson for the out. A perfect throw goes 2-4 on the caught stealing. And with 2 away, will bring up Kevin Richards. So Richards now 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. And it is low, and the count now 3-2. Good curveball there from Vargas. But last year, Vargas split the year between the ACO Rockies and Single-A Fresno in his first season stateside as he gets a swing and a miss on a fastball in the inner half of the plate, and that ends the inning. A clean inning for Jordy Vargas. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the right-hander after this. We'll head to the bottom of the second. 2-0, Ports lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the second, 2-0. Stockton leads Fresno. The Grizzlies coming back up to the plate. It'll be Robbie Martin, Ryan Ritter, and Parker Kelly against the right-hander, Yason Sanchez. So if you've never been at Chuck Chancy Park, boy, are you missing out. This ballpark gets better and better through the years. A couple years ago, the Grizzlies added the Fresno Social out in left field. Cocktail, want a beer, want a great time and a view of the Stockton bullpen or any opponent's bullpen, you'll love the Fresno Social out in left field. As the first pitcher, Robbie Martin, is low for a ball in the count at 1-0. Out in right field, we have the Splash Park from Community Medical Centers. The kids can have some fun playing on the glove. They can also talk to a talking bear, and they also can get a little bit wet in the Splash Park. A great outing, but make sure you bring your towels, parents. You don't want your kids to come home soaking wet into the car. Here comes the next pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 1-2 to Robbie Martin. And then last year, the Grizzlies added a new video board out in left center field, and the display is wonderful. High quality, very big, very noticeable. Here's the pitch to Robbie, and it's a ground ball. This is going to go up the middle, base hit to center field, past the diving second baseman in Malone, and Robbie Martin reaches base. Third hit for Fresno, and it'll bring up the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Besides that new video board, the Grizzlies added some new lights around the ballpark, and when the Grizzlies hit a home run, which hopefully we'll see tonight in front of this great crowd, they flicker. Nice little strobe lights, very similar to Bulldog Stadium for Fresno State. And finally, a new audio system. Get a chance to hear some great, great sound all around the ballpark. Whether you're at the pool or whether you're behind home plate or out in the terrace, does not matter where you're sitting, you're going to hear the same volume everywhere on the ballpark. First pitch is a Balder Ritter, and then there was a check on Martin back at first base. He's back safely with a head first dive. So here comes the 1-0. And there goes the runner, and it's fouled to the backstop, and the count at 1-1. Martin was going to get there safely if Ritter didn't foul that pitch off. Now this year, the Grizzlies, there are new stadium improvements, including a brand new playing field. 25th season of Grizzlies baseball, and we have brand new playing field, and boy, it's beautiful. Groundskeeper David Haciento making it immaculate, and a great experience for Fresno fans everywhere. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count now at 1-2. So if you haven't come down yet, lots of opportunities to do so. We're in the first homestand of this season, so plenty of time to come check out Chancy Park. See all the new amenities here at the ballpark. We also have some new paint around the ballpark as well, especially here on this third level. Looks great as Ritter swings and misses on a fastball on the inner half of the plate. He's down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for Sanchez. And with one out, here comes the first baseman, Parker Kelly. So it's Chancy Park from left to right field, 324 down the left field line, past a couple of our sponsors on the wall. Then in left center field, 385, right near the grassy berm where the video board lays, as the first pitch to Kelly is inside, and the count at 1-0. And then you go past some more signage, dead center, 400 with that big Toyota sign out near that batter's eye. Keep going across the field. You'll see the manual scoreboard out in right center. It's the check on the runner, Martin. He's back safely on a bang-bang play. Count 1-0 to Parker Kelly. And then you keep going down, and the wall kind of goes down to about 4 feet. 335 in the right field corner. As here's the pitch to Kelly, and he swings and misses over the top on an inside fastball in the count of 1-1. But of course, I'm a little bit biased, but this is by far the best ballpark in minor league baseball. The Grizzlies had the 10th highest attended game for opening night on Tuesday, and this crowd tonight is going to match it, maybe even a little bit better. This is a great Friday night crowd here at Chancy Park. As the count now, 2-1 to Parker Kelly. So if hopefully you guys at home, whether you're in the Central Valley or out of state, come check out this ballpark. You are not going to be disappointed as that pitch is outside and the count at 3-1 to Parker Kelly from Jason Sanchez. 2-0 our score here in the bottom of the second. The Grizzlies trail the Ports early here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. Game 4, Friday Night Baseball. Here's a 3-1 to Kelly, and there goes Martin, and it is a called strike, but Martin is safe into second base, his second stolen base of the season. Third stolen base for Fresno on the year, so Martin now leads the Grizzlies in stolen bases. The count now full, though, to Parker Kelly. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out in the inning, and the Grizzlies have a runner in scoring position. All the games in the California League going on right now. Here comes the 3-2. And that is inside ball 4, and Kelly draws a walk. Runners at first and second, 1 down. And I'll bring up the third baseman and Skyler Messenger. So Messenger is starting tonight. He is the third baseman. So first and second with 1 out. Bottom of the second, 2-0. Ports lead the Grizzlies. And again, the Grizzlies putting runners on. Let's see if they can bring them across. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it is in there for a call strike, a slider in the count at 0-1. For Jason Sanchez. Sanchez, 22 years old. 6'2", 165 pounds, an international free agent in 2019. As that's a slider that clips the outer half of the plate in the count at 0-2. A product of La Romana, Dominican Republic. this season. This is his third game. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count now remains at 0-2. Two innings pitched, four hits, three runs, all earned. He's allowed one home run, two walks, and two strikeouts. An 0-1 record, 13.50 ERA. In his career, 141.1 innings pitched. Pitched 92 last season. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball outside in the count of 1-2. Messenger initially wanted to chase that pitch and laid off. And the count now at 1-2. Sanchez was the opening night starter for Stockton in Modesto. They fell behind early and could never catch up. Here's the pitch, and that is all the way to the backstop. The runner's going to advance an extra base. Martin down to third. Kelly to second. I believe that's a wild pitch. And with one out, here's a chance for Messenger to tie this game up. Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. So it is a wild pitch by the official score. So here's the next pitch, and Messenger takes it in the dirt, and it gets away. And Martin initially read it well, but did not want to take the chance. It got about halfway between home plate and the backstop. And Martin kind of had to do a kind of a stutter step and really did not take the initiative to go home, so he will stay at third base. But the count now full to Messenger with second baseman Luis Mendez on deck. Messenger had an RBI double last night. We'll see if he can get one here. 3-2 offering. And it's a fly ball. Center field way back there. And that ball is gone. The first home run here at Chuck Chancy Park in 2023. And it's off the bat of Skylar Messenger. And the Grizzlies take a 3-2 lead. That ball to dead center from Skylar Messenger, and the Grizzlies have retaken control. He had a double last night. How about a home run tonight? There you go. We were just talking about those strobe lights. That home run from Fresno Yosemite International Airport is Mendez line drive base hit to center, and the Grizzlies are going to keep this going. This offense is roaring now. So Messenger, the second home run for Fresno this season. And just like that, the Grizzlies have the lead. As we'll have a mound visit by the pitching coach for Stockton, it's Gabriel Osuna. So Grizzlies now three runs on five hits. And here comes Jake Snyder, the leadoff hitter for Fresno. Man, that ball was absolutely demolished from Messenger. And this Grizzlies team, they've been pretty good at the plate this season. Let me give you some of these stats after Snyder takes his first pitch from Sanchez, and here it is, and it's a ball in the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies rank second in minor league baseball with a .309 batting average. The Modesto Nuts at .310 in the Cal League are in first place in minor league baseball. Here's the next pitch, and it is a ground ball off the glove of Sanchez. He's going to only have one play. It's the first. Snyder is retired. Mendez up to second base. Second out of the inning goes 1-3. Self-preservation there by Sanchez. He knocked the ball down and regained control and threw the ball over to first base to get Snyder. And to bring up the catcher and Cody Huff. But a big reason for the Grizzlies of why they're ranked second is Jake Snyder, who just was at the plate. Coming into tonight, he had a .556 batting average, which was tied for second in minor league baseball among all qualified hitters. Here's the pitch to Huff, and he will take a strike, and the count at 0-1. Fresno also ranks first in single A in hits with 71 and are tied for second in doubles in single A. Catcher Cody Huff at the plate has 10 of the Grizzlies' 71 hits. Had a single earlier, so make it 11. Here's the pitch to Huff, and he will take a fastball inside in the count of 1-1. Good run on that fastball from Sanchez. Country Night, My Job Depends on Ag tonight, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. And the Grizzlies, a 3-2 lead here in the second as that pitch is way outside. Great stop from Marinez. And the count now 2-1. There will also be post-game Friday night fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company, so stay tuned for that. The fans are going to love it here. Every Friday night, we will have fireworks here at Chauncey Park. And also on the 4th of July. Here comes the 1-1 to Cody Huff. And it's a high chopper toward the third baseman, Schofield Sam. Over to first. That ball's in the dirt. But a great dig from Montero on the one bouncer to end the inning. But Skylar Messenger gives the Grizzlies a 3-2 lead. As you head to the top of the third, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Oh, man. Dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chancy Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the third inning, Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 3-2. Nelson Beltran, the leadoff hitter, will take on Jordy Vargas, who now has a lead. And the right-hander will wind and deal. And the first pitch is a strike on the outer half of the plate. And the count at no balls and one strike. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-1. So the Grizzlies and Ports are continuing their six-game series tonight from Chauncey Park. This is the first of five series between the clubs in 2023. As Beltran fouls that pitch off, the count at 1-2. And the first of three sets in Fresno. The Grizzlies are 44-13 all time against the Ports with a 1-2 mark this year. But they are 22-2 at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. As that's a high chopper foul. The count at 1-2. Last season, Fresno went 26-4 against Stockton with a 123 run differential, 239-116. As that is swung on and mixed, Beltran down on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout now for Vargas, and will bring up the right fielder in Clark Elliott. Elliott walked and scored back in the first inning. But those 26 wins, the Grizzlies 26-4 last year against Stockton, were the most in the team history for most victories against an opponent in a single season. Here's the next pitch, and it's a fastball, and he did go around, says Clark Elliott. And first base umpire Tim Barreras. The count now at 1-1. But so the Grizzlies, even though 1-2 this year, they still 44-13 all time against Stockton. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a high pop up, and it's just going to go to the left of me. And the count now at 1-2. The count now 1-2. The lone Grizzlies win was when they dominated the Ports 14-2 Wednesday night. It was their first win at Chuck Chansey Park in 2023, as that pitch is outside and the count at 2-2. Fresno recorded 16 hits, with 6 of them landing for extra bases, including their first triple of the season. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball into center field. Who's going to get there? It's the center fielder, Bougarin, and he drops it! He drops it! That's an error for sure. Getting to second is Elliott. That's the clearest error you'll ever see. And here comes the center fielder, Colby Thomas. In that game, 8 of the Grizzlies' 9 starters reached base via hit while adding 11 walks to that crooked line. The Grizzlies played at least 1 run in 7 of their 8 innings, with 4 coming in the 4th. There's a check on the runner back safely. Good move from Vargas and almost got Elliott leaning. 6 players notched 1 or more RBI, while 5 batters mustered multiple hits. Luis Mendez, the 9-hole hitter, scored 4 times, as that's a called strike, and the count at 0-1 to Colby Thomas. He ended his evening 1 run shy of a Grizzlies single-game record, set by Jack Mayfield on August 21st, 2017. As that pitch is swung on, and Thomas could not handle that one, and the count now at 0-2. So the Grizzlies, it was a wild, wild Wednesday. Yeehaw for country night. As the Grizzlies lead 3-2 here in the top of the third. Runner at second, 1 out for Stockton as they look to tie this game up. Here comes the 0-2, and that's chopped foul. The count remain 0-2. Jordy Vargas, as we said, split the year between the ACL Rockies and Fresno last year in his first season stateside. With the ACL Rockies, appeared in 7 games, 5 first starts, went 2-1 with a 2.36 ERA. As that's a curveball, and it dangles in there for a called strike. Thomas down on strikes. 5 strikeouts now for Vargas. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Darlin Montero. A big K for Vargas. He is now at 58 pitches. And here's the next pitch, and that is in the dirt, and the count at 1-0. But so Vargas tossed 26.2 innings. He struck out 40 and only walked 4. Had a 0.64 whip before being assigned to Fresno on August 6th. Made his debut against Inland Empire, where he struck out 4 over 4 innings of work. His next start was his most dominant, and it was his first win with Fresno. At that point, he tied his career high with 5 innings of work, shutout frames to be exact, allowed 1 hit and 1 walk while fanning 8. As that pitch is low, and the count at 2-1. His 8 strikeouts were 1 shy of his career best, and he punched out 7 of the 9 Rawhide starters in the lineup. Because of his efforts, he was named California League Pitcher of the Week. Here's the next pitch from Vargas, and it swung on and missed. And the count now at 2-2. Overall, he finished 2-0 with Fresno, a 3.65 ERA, over 6 starts, 24.2 innings. As that pitch is low, and the count now runs full, 3-2. But Jordy Vargas now back for Fresno, the opening night starter in San Jose. And now moves his games to Friday night, so we'll hear a lot of Vargas this season. As that is called strike 3 on the outer half of the plate. Vargas paints the zone. Montero caught looking. 6 strikeouts for Vargas. He strikes out the side and works around in air. We head to the bottom of the third. Grizzlies look to tack on more runs. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. will be back.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the third. Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 3-2. Bryant Bencourt leading things off here in the third inning, as he will fly that one to left field. Racing back is the left fielder who doesn't see it initially, and catching it is Richards for the first out. So in between innings, we had Brocabulary. And to be honest, it's one of my favorite in-game skits, of course, with Mini Parkers, kids in big unis, money payout, stuff like that. But this season, the Grizzlies have so much in-game entertainment that you don't want to miss it. You got to come check it out here in downtown Fresno. Parker T. Bear has been working all offseason and making sure that the fans are ready for him this season with a bunch of new skits. As the next pitch is swung, a miss by Bugarin. And the count now 0-2. Besides the in-game entertainment, we have a boatload of promotions for you this season. Almost every home game this season, the 66 total home games, have some kind of different entertainment. We have a different theme every night. We have cool promotions, cool giveaways, and some guest appearances as well. So let's talk about that right now. As here comes the 1-2 to Bugarin. And he lines it down the right field line. That stays fair. He's going to get in the corner. Bugarin rounds first. He heads to second. He's on his horse. He'll head to third. He is in there sliding. It's a triple for Jesus Bugarin. And the Grizzlies are in business with one out. Sixth hit for Fresno. This will bring up the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Nice piece of hitting right there from Bugarin. He battled with two strikes. Well, as we said, tonight is country night. My job depends on that. Presented by Stimulos Produce Company. Post-game fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company. And here's the pitch from Robbie Martin, or to Robbie Martin. It's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Tomorrow night, Saturday, April 15th at 6:50 p.m., we have a Valley Tribute jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Healthy Fresno County. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. The jerseys are absolutely breathtaking. The skyline of downtown Fresno on the jersey, red and black Grizzlies colors, a beautiful design, a great City Connect Fresno jersey. As that pitches in the dirt, the count of 1-2. There'll be a special appearance by the Superstars as well. So if your kiddo wants to come watch the Superstars, I recommend bringing them down to the ballpark tomorrow. And for the first 1,500 fans, you get that jersey giveaway. That Valley Tribute jersey. Here comes the 1-2. It's a chopper back up there, and Boo Green's going to get caught. 1-5. And he is going to get put out at the plate. The tag by Schofield Sam in time. He caught Boo Green on the back of his leg, I believe, for the out. A chopper. Boo Green was going on contact. Sanchez, seeing that, ran Boo Green back to third. The throw to Schofield Sam, and Sam raced Boo Green all the way back to the plate and tagged him out. And all of a sudden, the Grizzlies' opportunity could have gone to a waste right there. This goes 1-5 tag put out for the second out of the inning. And Martin gets the second on that decision. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss by Ryan Ritter. And the count at 0-1. On Sunday, April 16th at 1:05 p.m., the first day game here at Chukchansey Park. Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER, Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. As that pitch is low, and the count at 1-1. We also have a special appearance, Bird Zerk. But again, Bark in the Park. And as I said over the past couple of nights, I want to pet as many dogs as possible. As that is a called strike to Ritter on the outside part of the plate, and the count at 1-2. So that will finish up this homestand. And the next homestand on Friday, April 28th at 6:50 p.m., halfway to Halloween with a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. Here's the 1-2. And it is low for a ball, and the count at 2-2. That is presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. They're also the proud sponsor for Community Outreach Night. We have Friday Night Fireworks and a special appearance by Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. If you don't know who he is, the guy is pretty good at what he does, so come check it out. If the title doesn't give away what he does, I don't know what would. But either way, I recommend you guys coming and checking it out on Friday, April 28th, 6:50 p.m. Besides baseball, Chukchansey Park also holds a myriad of other events, including Tequila Fest on May 20th. As here comes the 3-2, and that's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play for Schofield Sam. Over to first, he makes it happen. We'll talk more about Tequila Fest a little bit later, but the Grizzlies come up empty here in the bottom of the third. They lead 3-2 as we head to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at Chukchansey Park. We're in the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies lead the Porch by a score of 3-2 thanks to a Skylar Messenger home run back in the second inning. We were talking about Tequila Fest before we went to commercial. On May 20th, Chukchansey Park will be rocking T.I., Little John, and Rick Ross, bringing you some of the best music possible for Tequila Fest. We'll have vendors, food vendors, tequila tastings, and more. Come check it out for May 20th for Tequila Fest. Tickets are still available, but they are going hot. I recommend getting them now. You can get them on FresnoGrizzlies.com or by calling the ticket office, or you can go to our box office and get your tickets today. Tequila Fest on May 20th. Luis Marinez will lead things off against Jordy Vargas. I don't know exactly what the delay was there, but Cody Huff going to talk to Jordy Vargas. Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at the corner of Blackstone and El Paso Avenue, is now at Chuck Chansey Park. Famous Dave's is known for their authentic pit-smoked barbecue and has been serving the Fresno community for over 16 years. Make your day famous and try their Kodiak tri-tip sandwich or their famous rib tips and wash it down with a sweet tea. Check them out in Stadium Today, located behind Section 113. Famous Dave's, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. So we thank Famous Dave's for being a proud sponsor of the Fresno Grizzlies. Delicious food as well. They're located here at the ballpark as well, so come check it out. As Marinez swings and misses, the count now 1-2 to him from Jordy Vargas, who's already has 6 strikeouts. The last 4 outs have all been via K. Here's the pitch. Oh, that curveball just misses. It danced on the inner half of the plate, and the count now 2-2. Man, old Uncle Charlie. Woo-hoo! Here's the 2-2. And it's a fastball past the bat of Marinez. Make that 5 straight outs with a strikeout. 7 strikeouts now for Vargas. And it'll bring up the second baseman, Brennan Malone. The 7 strikeouts are now most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. And now we'll watch for a career high watch for Vargas. His career high, 9. As here comes the 1-0. And it's inside and the count at 1-1. Or now 2-0, pardon me. So Vargas, despite a rough first inning, has settled down nicely. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball to left center field or right center field. It's going to get down to the wall. All the way to the wall. Bougarin's going to get there. Malone rounds second. He heads to third. He is in there with a slide. It's a triple for Malone. He is now 2-for-2. Has 2 legs of the cycle. Third hit, and he has 2 of them, and he'll bring up the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. But as we said for Vargas, his career high 9 strikeouts. So we'll see what the right-hander can do here as the infield will play in a 3-2 game here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A ball in the dirt, and the count at 0-1. Good stop from Huff. That ball didn't even reach the plate. And Huff using his frame to make that play. Vargas comes set. The infield still drawn in. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed once again, and the count at 0-2. Schofield Sam took a big hack there, and he came up empty, batting 211 on the young season. Third year now here with the Ports. Here's the 0-2, and it is low in the count at 1-2. The count now is 1-2. Vargas looks in once again. He'll come set around the belt. And here's the pitch. And a good stop from Huff, a fastball that tailed a little bit more inside than what Huff wanted. And the count now at 2-2. As Vargas looks to work out this jam, the count, or the score 3-2 here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, and the count now full. 3-2. Robert Poisson waits on deck. A right-hander in Stockton's bullpen. Infield playing in while the outfield playing normal depth. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The 8th strikeout now for Vargas. 1 away from a career high. He has now struck out 6 batters for the last 6 outs. And right now he's just saying, let me do it myself. As here comes Pusson. He was hit by a pitch back in the second. Two outs, runner at third. Here's the pitch, and it's an off-speed pitch. It was a curveball, looks like, initially, in the count of 1-0. Vargas wears number 8 on the back of his jersey. Here's the pitch, and it's a line drive foul towards the Ports bullpen in the count of 1-1. Vargas, his pants all the way down, showing no sock. Tan glove, wearing the grower's hat tonight, which has a red cap, also available in our team store, as that pitch is swung on and missed the count of 1-2. So make sure you come get your gear to look like your favorite Grizzlies player. Our team store located on the first floor concourse. All of our team store members ready to help you out. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. A good stop from Huff. Where'd the ball go initially? It was right in front of him. The count at 2-2. I was afraid it got into his catcher's gear. That would have rewarded Malone with an extra base, which would have scored him. We've seen that happen a couple times. But at the big league level, we've seen it from former Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina. Here comes the 2-2. And it's fouled off from Pusson, and we'll do it again with the same count. Against the right-hander Jordy Vargas, whose dad played in the big leagues, former big league reliever Yorkies Perez, who both have now had ties with pitching coach Mark Brewer. Here's a 2-2, and that is fouled off again. Pusson just staying alive, continues to go to the left side of the field. Cannot pick up that good fastball from Vargas. But Vargas, as long as he gets a little bit bigger, continues to develop, he could be a really good big league player. That's a ground ball to the shortstop Ritter on a couple bounces. Over to first, and that will end the inning. Vargas works out of the jam. He has 8 strikeouts through 4 innings of work. Grizzlies lead 3-2, and you're listening to them on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Valley Live. We'll be back.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Yeah! Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth, Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 3-2. We have a new Stockton Ports pitcher. It's the left-hander Garrett Irvin. Irvin appears in his third game all out of the pen. He is 1-0 with a 4.50 ERA. He received the win on opening night here in Fresno. And he'll get the ball here. He'll take on Kelly, Messenger, and Mendez, the bottom half of the Grizzlies lineup. Kelly walked and scored. Here's the first pitch to him, and it's a fastball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. For Irvin, he is a lefty. He also bats lefty. First professional season, 6 feet, 185 pounds. As that pitch is low and outside, the count at 1-1. Irvin, born on February 18th, 1999. Born in Corona, California. Was a non-drafted free agent in 2022. So signed with the Athletics, now here with Stockton. As the 1-1 is a slow off-speed pitch in there for a strike, and the count at 1-2, and Irvin working fast, ready to go. And here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt again, the count now at 2-2. Kelly lays off of it. Great crowd on hand. Here at Chukchansey Park, great Friday night crowd. Here's a 2-2. And it's swung on and missed, and Kelly down on strikes. First strikeout for Irvin, second overall for Stockton pitching. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Final line on Sanchez, 3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. 3-2 our score. As that pitch is in there for a called strike, the count at 0-1 to Skylar Messenger. A 3-run homer back in the second inning to give the Grizzlies the lead. As that pitch is high, the count at 1-1. He'd be a prime candidate for post-game player of the game. That home run, the difference maker. Here's the 1-1 as that is swung on and missed. The count of 1-2. Skylar Messenger went to the University of Texas. Was only there for 1 season as a graduate transfer. Spent 4 years at the University of Kansas. So spending time at 2 different Big 12 schools. Enjoyed his time at both places, he said. As that pitch is low, and the count now at 2-2. But Messenger, a product of Boulder, Colorado. Big town in northern Colorado. About 45 minutes from our pregame guest, Chris Forbes, where he played and coached at northern Colorado and at Colorado State. Here comes the 2-2. As that's a line drive base hit. No, just foul. Oh, Messenger looking for extra bases there. Just lands foul into the Ports bullpen. We'll do it again at 2-2. Action in the Grizzlies pen. It's the right-hander Hoffman. Tyler Hoffman. As here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. Messenger down on strikes. And Irvin, back-to-back strikeouts. As we'll bring up the 9-hole hitter, Luis Mendez. So the Boulder, Colorado guy is down on strikes. It'll bring up Luis Mendez. And let's talk a little bit about what Luis Mendez has done in this series. Mendez in the 9-hole spot in this series. 2-for-4 with a .500 batting average for that. 4 runs and 4 walks. His 4 runs the other night was 1 away from a Grizzlies single-game record set back in 2017. Here's a pitch to Mendez, and he takes the ball outside in the count at 2-0. Luis Mendez is 5'11", 157 pounds from Azua, Dominican Republic. A couple Rockies and former Grizzlies players from that area. As that pitch is low in the count at 2-0. As Mendez looks for another walk here. Very good eye from the number 9-hole hitter. What do you want from a guy to get it to the top of the lineup? Here's the 3-0, and it's low, and Mendez, a 4-pitch walk. Exactly what the doctor ordered is he'll get to the top of the lineup in left fielder Jake Snyder. Second walk issued by Stockton pitching. So here's Snyder, 0-for-2 tonight. Snyder has hit safely in 5 straight games. And the lefty comes to the plate. And with the way that Hoffman is warming up, I believe it's going to be his 5th inning, which would end the night for Jordy Vargas. Here's the pitch. And it is low to Snyder in the count at 1-0. Grizzlies lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. The Grizzlies 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, while Stockton 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. And that pitch is in there for a strike. Initially on the scoreboard, I do see 2 errors for Fresno. I only see 1 on the back end system. I believe the discrepancy is on the Robbie Martin playing right field initially earlier. So we'll have to check on that. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Down to second base is Mendez. And it does not matter as Snyder struck out to end the inning. So that ends the inning. Grizzlies lead 3-2. We head to the fifth. It's a new pitcher, Tyler Hoffman. We'll be right back right after this.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League. But need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Oh, man. Dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning. The Ports trail the Grizzlies by a score of 3-2. We have a new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies. It's the right-hander, number 11, Tyler Hoffman, as he will take over for Jordy Vargas. And Vargas, after a rough first inning, really settled down. Vargas finished with 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. He walked 2, and he struck out 8. And he struck out 6 of the final 7 batters he faced as well. But he is not in line for the win tonight, as Kevin Richards, the 9-hole hitter, takes on Hoffman, and Hoffman blows a fastball by him, and the count at 0-1. Tyler Hoffman is 6 feet, 182 pounds. The right-hander is 23 years old. He is from Mobile, Alabama, drafted in the 17th round in 2022 at a Tulane University, as that fastball down Richards, and the count at 0-2. Hoffman working quick against Kevin Richards. This is Hoffman's second game pitching. Here comes the 0-2, and it's low in the dirt, and the count now at 1-2. Hoffman finished the game just the other day. 1 inning pitched, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout. 0-0, 0-0, 0-0. No wins, no losses, no ERA. Here comes the 1-2 from Hoffman. And it swung on and missed. That ball low in the zone, and Richards down on strikes. Nice strikeout by Fresno pitching, first by Hoffman, and a ring of the designated hitter in Nelson Beltran. Beltran 0-for-1, a walk back in the first. He struck out swinging in the third. And it's Tyler Hoffman. Here comes the pitch. And it is a ball high in the count of 1-0. So here comes the 1-0 from Hoffman to Beltran. And it's outside in the count of 1-1, or 2-0. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which includes housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And here in the top of the fifth, we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that is a cold strike, and the count now 3-1 to Nelson Beltran. Hoffman comes set. And here comes his 3-1. And that is a called strike, a fastball on the inner half of the plate. 94 on the gun, and the count at 3-2. Great crowd on hand here at Chukchansey Park as that pitch is swung on and missed. A fastball high in the zone. Down goes Beltran. Two strikeouts now for Hoffman. 10 total Ks for Fresno pitching. As we bring up the right fielder, Clark Elliott. So now two outs for Elliott against Tyler Hoffman. As you said, Tyler Hoffman from the University of Tulane, or Tulane University. And I heard his dad is here tonight. As that is a called strike, the count at 0-1. His dad ordering a custom jersey from the team store. They are available as custom jerseys. So come down to the team store to go get your custom jerseys. And his dad getting one for his son. And that's pretty special right there. So I know his dad's at attendance tonight. And the other cool thing about Tyler Hoffman is walk-up song. Hell's Bells. AC/DC, great song, as that pitch is a called strike in the count of 1-2. Now you go, okay, well, what does that remind you of? Well, how about former All-Star closer Trevor Hoffman? Shares the last name, he goes, why not? Let's follow that career. Here comes the 1-2. And it is just outside. Good fastball. Just misses the black on the outer half of the plate. And the count now 2-2. Like to give a shout out to our friends at Blake Street Banter tuning in tonight. Thanks for listening to us on FresnoGrizzlies.com and stream, guys, as that's a ground ball foul. The count at 2-2 still. Also like to give a shout out to my family listening back home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And everyone here at Chukchansey Park as well who is listening around the ballpark. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Here's a 2-2. As that's a ground ball staying down as the first baseman in Kelly. He'll flip it to Hoffman covering for the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Hoffman. As we head to the bottom of the fifth, Grizzlies lead 3-2. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get
low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Jake Snyder to the plate. Mendez was caught stealing in the past half inning for Fresno. So Snyder back up to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth. Fresno leads Stockton by a score of 3-2. Here comes the 0-1. And it is in there for a called strike. And the count now at 0-2 to Jake Snyder, who is 0-2 tonight. It's a left-hander, Garrett Irvin, who's been fantastic in this series against Fresno. He winds and deals, and that pitch is high. And the count at 1-2. Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As that's fouled off, and Snyder losing his bat right there. He'll get some new lumber. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. I think Manco Abbott, we're a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. So against Les Provence, we thank them for their sponsorship here of the Fresno Grizzlies. Jake Snyder, the count 2-2 to him. A lefty-lefty matchup as that pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again, the same count. So here comes the 2-2. And that's a line drive base hit. Even with the shift on, Jake Snyder finds a way. Was second in minor league baseball with a .556 batting average. He's now 1-for-3 with that base hit. That is the seventh hit for Fresno. And I'll bring up the catcher, Cody Huff, who's 1-for-2. Jake Snyder has just been on a roll this season. Was a free agent signing by the Rockies in 2023. Was initially in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, played independent ball. Last season, and now back in pro baseball, and boy, he had a great year so far. Great season last year, and he's building on that momentum this season. Snyder is 24 years old, and now to Cody Huff, who's 22 years old from Scottsdale, Arizona. A Stanford product. And that pitch is high in the count of 1-0. To Cody Huff. Chuck Chancy Park rocking here. Friday night baseball. The Grizzlies lead 3-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth. And a check on Snyder back. And that wasn't really close. No tag even applied. Count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. And here's the pitch. And it's high, ball 3, and Huff now. Way up here on Irvin. The Grizzlies would like to add to their lead. So here comes the 3-0. And it swung on a miss. Huff had the green light, and he comes up empty. And the count now at 3-1 against Garrett Irvin. The Grizzlies, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Stockton, 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. Stockton scored 2 in the first. The Grizzlies, 3 in the second. It's been scoreless ever since. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly. Deep to left field. We ain't scoreless no more since the second. That ball is long gone off the bat of Cody Huff, and the Grizzlies lead 5-2. fireworks, strobe lights, and more, Cody Huff rounds the bases for his first home run of the 2023 season. And now the Grizzlies finding their ways here offensively. First home run allowed by Irvin this season. Now bringing the designated hitter in, Bryant Betancourt. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike in the count at 0-1. Betancourt 1-2, 1-for-2, and here's the pitch to him, and he takes a called strike, and it's now 0-2. So Cody Huff now makes it 5-2. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Snyder scores on the play as well, and the Grizzlies all the runs via home run. As that's a ground ball, third baseman Schofield Sam on a one bouncer. Over to first for the out. First out of the inning. Schofield Sam has been very good over there at third. Going to bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bouguereen. So Bouguereen now to the plate. And we'd like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts online for more information about how you can visit their places. Let me tell you a great place to visit, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count now 0-2 to Bouguereen. Here in the bottom of the fifth. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Stockton bullpen. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high fly ball in the right field. It's going to be playable for Elliott. And that will be the second out of the inning. As Bouguereen is retired. And here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Here comes the pitch, and it's a line drive to left center. It's down for a base hit. Robbie Martin is going for two. Here comes the throw. It is out at second base. Martin tried stretching out the single to a double, and he's thrown out on the play. So it goes 8-6 on the putout, I believe. And that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies get a two-run home run from Cody Huff, and they take a 5-2 lead as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. My name is Stephen Rice. The Grizzlies have a 5-2 lead over the Ports here in the top of the sixth inning. And Tyler Hoffman back out for his second inning of work. as he will take on 3-4-5 in the Stockton lineup. So Jordy Vargas started tonight, and now Hoffman in. He struck out two in his first inning of work. And he's led by the 13th field manager in Fresno Grizzlies history, Steve Solis. Solis, who was the Grizzlies bench coach in 2022 and the development supervisor in 2021, took the reins from Robinson Cancel. As the first pitch from Hoffman's inside, and the count of one ball in, no strikes. Cancel had led Fresno to back-to-back California League championship appearances. Reprising their roles as well are pitching coach Mark Brewer, as that pitch is a high pop-up, is going to drift foul. And athletic trainer Justin Wilson. While the new staff members are Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez, a former Rockies farmhand, hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, and physical performance coach Jeremiah Stewart. As that pitch is going to hit Colby Thomas. I don't think that was on purpose at all. Second hit by pitch, though, for Fresno pitching. And it'll bring up the first baseman, Darlin Montero. Also, big shout-out to home clubhouse manager Conlon McGuire, visiting clubhouse manager Julian Banda, and the best video man in all of the Central Valley, Shosh, listening in as well. So we call him Shoshua Chinius. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of this staff. As that's a ground ball, only one play as the runner was going to second. It's going to be Mendez over to first for the out. Montero's retired. Colby Thomas up to second base. 4-3. And here comes the catcher, Luis Marinez, who's 0-2. But the Grizzlies, majority of new coaches to their staff. But a couple very important roles still returning. And Steve Solis, a perfect man to be in charge for the Grizzlies. As that's a high chopper, he's going to go foul down the third baseline. The count at 0-1. But Steve Solis, the manager for Fresno. As that pitch is a call strike, it goes off of Huff's glove. And the count now at no balls and one strike. As Steve Solis enters his fourth season in the Rocky system, his third with the Grizzlies. Over the past two seasons, he's developed a plethora of Colorado prospects, including Ezekiel Tovar, the Rockies' current shortstop, and outfielding prospect Zach Veen. In 2019, Solis managed the short season club. In Boise, and prior to that, he spent 15 seasons with the Angels organization, most recently coached with the Major League team, serving as the catcher and information coach. That is swung on and missed. Down goes Marinez on a Hoffman fastball, second out of the inning. That is the third strikeout for Hoffman. And I bring up the second baseman, Brendan Malone, who's 2-for-2, has two legs of the cycle so far. Runner at second, 5-2 our score here in the top of the sixth. As that pitch is high, and the count at 1-0. Before taking the role as the Halos bullpen catcher, or before taking his role as the catching information coach, he was the Halos bullpen catcher for 8 seasons, Solis. As that pitch is foul. Solis was originally selected as a player by the Cleveland Indians in the 13th round of the 1993 first-year player draft, enjoyed 8 professional seasons as a catcher with Cleveland and San Diego. Over 473 minor league games, compiled a .236 batting average, as that is a called strike, the count at 1-2. He was most notably a catcher in the 1998 AAA World Series. And in the offseason, Solis resides in San Juan Capistrano, California, with his wife Heather and daughter Charlotte. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 2-2. Solis loves to golf, loves horse racing, and loves to spend time with his daughter Charlotte. And I know he's teaching Charlotte all about golf. He said that that is one of his big off-season plans, is always teaching the daughter new things. Was on the phone with her a little bit earlier. Always fun hearing Solis talk to his daughter. That's a ground ball. It's going to be Kelly, the first baseman. He's going to underhand pass it over to Hoffman covering to end the inning. Well, a hit by pitch to lead off the inning does not matter as the Grizzlies still lead 5-2. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FreslerGrizzlies.com. Stream guys and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth, your Grizzlies lead the Ports by a final or by a score of 5-2. The new pitcher for Stockton is the right-hander number 20, Carlos Garate. 4 years professionally from La Trinidad, Venezuela. The right-hander winds and deals, and the first pitch is a called strike to Ryan Ritter. So Garate, like karate, but with a grar at the beginning of it. As that pitch is low, and the count is at 1-1. Ryan Ritter over 2 tonight. This is the third pitcher for Stockton, second out of the pen. So Garrett Irvin's night is done. Let's look at his final line. Two innings of work for Garrett Irvin. He allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both were earned. He walked one and struck out a pair as Ritter fouls that pitch off in the count at 2-1 or 1-2. Actually, it's 2-2. I'm a little bit off on there. We have a couple different counts I see on a couple different places. As the 2-2 is swung and fouled off, and that went off the catcher and Marinez. That is not fun to get hit right there. We'll do it the same count. So Garrett Irvin again, 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, 2 Ks. Garate now anywhere's number 20 on the back of his jersey. Bats right, throws right. 6'2", 178 pounds. Born March 30th, 2001. As you said, from Venezuela, as that pitch is fouled off. He was part of a trade with St. Louis back in 2022. Played for Palm Beach and Stockton, split time at both places. And the Cardinals and Athletics deal. Now pitching here on the West Coast. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count now runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Ryan Ritter. For Garate, though, 0-0 wins and loss. 10.80 ERAs. That's a high chopper. It's going to go foul down the third baseline. Garate, this is his second game out of the pen. Appeared just the other night, 1.2 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs, both were earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And gets the ball again tonight. Light blue glove for him as well, as Ritter heads back to retrieve his bat. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Will Ritter try testing his luck there? Comes up empty. And that is the first strikeout and out of the inning. Ritter down on strikes for the second time. First strikeout for Girarte. As it brings up the first baseman, Parker Kelly. Kelly 0 for 1. But again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of the Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Next batter up is Parker Kelly. He swings and misses, and the count at 0-1. To the Texas Tech product. As that ball's in the dirt, and the count of 1-1. Bottom of the sixth. Grizzlies lead 5-2. Here's the pitch, and it is low. The count is at 2-1. Next half inning, we'll give you scores around the California League. Three other games in action tonight. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore are playing after being rained out last night. Here comes the 2-1, and that pitch is in there for a call strike, and the count now at 2-2. So in the top of the seventh, we'll give you scores around the league. Stay tuned for that. That will be a lot of fun to talk about. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and Parker Kelly down on strikes. Second strikeout for Guarte, fifth overall for Stockton pitching. Ritter struck out twice. Kelly has struck out twice. Now Messenger comes to the plate. He homered back in the second, but struck out in the fourth. So 1-for-2 for Messenger, and the first pitch he sees is a slider that sneaks in there, and the count at 0-1. If that pitch is outside, and the count of 1-1. So 1-1, 2 outs. 5-2 our score here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And that ball is low. And the count now 2-1. Beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Fresno, California. As that is a called strike. And the count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies go on the road next week. We are going to be in Rancho Cucamonga to take on the Quakes. Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., Brian Early, wake up with us. Donuts, orange juice, and Grizzlies baseball. As that's a called strike three. A 1-2-3 inning for Guarte as he strikes out the side. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies lead 5-2. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil
Well, John, you do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Your Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 5-2. Davis Palermo, the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, as he throws a strike and the count at 0-1. Game 4 of 6 here at Chuck Chancy Park as that pitch is fouled off and the count at 0-2. Friday night baseball, the Grizzlies and Ports will meet two more times to finish up this weekend. As right now, if you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV, we currently have lost our home feed for TV, but don't you worry, we're still on radio on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, so stay tuned for that. But Davis Palermo, the third pitcher for Fresno, second pitcher out of the pen, so that ends the night for Tyler Hoffman. As that pitch is swung on and missed, Palermo gets TJ Schofield Sam for the first out. His first strikeout, 12 strikeouts now for Grizzlies pitching. Hoffman, though, two scoreless innings, two hits, no hit, two innings pitched, no hits, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. He also hit a batter. So Hoffman was pretty good out of the pen. Only hit a batter, only guy that reached against Tyler Hoffman was a Colby Thomas hit by pitch. Other than that, he was pretty perfect. That's a called strike to Robert Poisson. The count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch. It swung on and missed. The count now 0-2 as that ball from Huff goes past Palermo. The count remains 0-2. Palermo wears number 38 on the back of his jersey. Bats right, throws right. 6'2", 180 pounds. He is 23 years old, born on December 16th, 1999. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina. As that pitch is fouled off to the backstop, and we'll do it again at the same count. Drafted in the eighth round of the 2022 draft out of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So the former Tar Heel now in for the Grizzlies, as that pitch is low on the count of 1-2. For the Tar Heel, this is his second game out of the pen. No record, 0.00 ERA. He pitched Saturday, April 8th, 1 1/3 innings pitched, one hit, no runs. He hit a batter and struck out three. Davis Palermo, big frame, big curly hair from the back of his black cap. Here comes the 1-2, and it's a ground ball foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. One out here in the top of the seventh, and we promised you, that's right, we promised you the California League scoreboard right here. So let's start down the street, 45 minutes between Rancho Cucamonga and Visalia. They're in the eighth inning, as that's a line drive to center field. It gets down for a base hit. Poisson has reached base for the second time tonight. Fourth hit for Stockton, as will bring up the left fielder, Kevin Richards. Richards 0-2. So up the road in Visalia. Visalia looking for their second win of the season. They lead Rancho Cucamonga 8-1 in the top of the eighth inning. In the top of the ninth, Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 3-1. There goes the runner, and that goes to the vacant hole where the second baseman Mendez was. On a third is Poisson. Runners at the corners with only one out. Nice hit and run there from Stockton. As we bring up Nelson Beltran, the leadoff hitter. So like Elsinore, who's undefeated 5-0, they have pitched their way. The team that won it all last year are undefeated. They lead Inland Empire 3-1. And they're one inning away from going 6-0. Inland Empire, it's been all pitching for them this season. The Storm, over five games, have a 1 ERA, so they're about to go 6-0. 45 innings, they've allowed 5 earned runs. As that is inside, and the count at 1-1. First and third, one out. Here's a pitch from Palermo. And it's a ground ball. This could be two. Four is bobbled by Mendez. No play is made. A run scores. It's an error on Mendez. Up to second is Richards. He was trying to turn two on that one. E4. So it's now 5-3. So now runners at first and second, one now. And here's Clark Elliott, the last guy you want at the plate here. And finally, the last score of our scores around the California League leaderboard. San Jose leads Modesto by a score of 4-3. Beltran is being awarded an RBI as well on that ground ball. It's a fielder's choice E4. But so San Jose leads Modesto at John Thurman Field 4-3 in the top of the sixth inning. So a couple really close games, and this one close as well. 5-3 our score here in the top of the seventh. Grizzlies lead the Ports, but the Ports trying to put something together with one out in the inning. Runners at first and second. Clark Elliott batting .375 at the plate. And he fouls that one off. Got a good hack there. Heads up in the crowd. The count is 1-2. The Grizzlies, all five runs via home run. Cody Huff, a two-run homer. Skyler Messenger, a three-run homer as Huff makes a play in the dirt. The count now 2-2. So those were scores around the league. The Grizzlies 3-3 on the season, trying to beat the Ports. As that's a fly ball to left field. It's going to stay in the ballpark and playable for Jake Snyder. And the left fielder makes the play for the out. As here comes the center fielder, Colby Thomas, another dangerous hitter. So Colby Thomas now to the plate. Thomas singled back in the first. Was thrown out trying to get to second. He has an RBI and a hit by pitch as well. As he fouls that one, it's fisted towards the right side. And the count at 0-1. Other scores, Albuquerque, the AAA affiliate for the Rockies. Pete El Paso today by a score of 8-3, as that's a fly ball to right field. Getting on his horse and getting there in time is the right fielder, Martin, as he brings it in. That ball was close. It's stretch time here at Chancy Park. We'll give you scores for Spokane, Hartford, and your Colorado Rockies after we stretch here at Chancy Park. We'll be back here on Stream Guys, FreserGritties.com, and Bally Live.
Moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down.
Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh, the Grizzlies and the fans here in California just stood and stretched as the Grizzlies look to add to their 5-3 lead over the Stockton Ports. So as we said, we give you scores for the Hartford Yard Goats, the Spokane Indians, and your Colorado Rockies. As the first pitch is swung on and missed by Luis Mendez against the right-hander and Carlos Guarte, who struck out the side back in the sixth inning. As the next pitch is swung on and missed, a devastating pitch in the dirt. The count at 0-2. Once a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Fresno pen. So let's start with the big league affiliate, the Rockies. Well, 5-8 on the season, they are taking on the 5-8 Mariners at T-Mobile Park. And the Rockies trail 5-1. Now actually 5-2, the Rockies just scored. They allow 2 runs in the second, 3 runs in the fourth. So 5-2 the score there as that pitch is outside. The count 2-2 to Luis Mendez. So the Rockies trying to get back into it in Seattle. While Spokane, the high affiliate, they're in a barn burner. It is country night. It's a barn burner, though, at Avisa Stadium. The Indians tied with Eugene Emeralds at 5 apiece. Evan Shaver, the former Fresno Grizzly, on the bump for Eugene. Victor Juarez got the nod tonight for Spokane as that pitch is just outside, a curveball that just misses. And the count full now to Mendez. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mendez, 1-for-1, a single and a walk. He is 3-for-5 with 5 walks in this series. Here's the pitch, and it's a foul ball. And we'll do it at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And finally, the Double-A team, the Hartford Yard Goats. They win tonight by a score of 6-4 to improve to 4-3 on the season. They beat 1-6 Reading. Dylan Spain, the win. He's 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. He was part of the trade last season that involved the Atlanta Braves and outfielder Sam Hilliard. So Spain, the win, the loss to Phillips. So Hartford wins tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's inside of Mendez, ball 4, and he walks again. His 6th walk in this series. And when your 9-hole hitter has been able to reach base 3 times, you're going to be pretty successful. As here comes Jake Snyder. Snyder, a run and a single back in the 5th inning. Here in the bottom of the 7th. Grizzlies lead by a score of 5-3. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to right center, just off the end of the bat, is in play, and the right fielder Elliott makes the play for the first out of the inning. Looks like Snyder just got jammed enough on that one for the first out, and here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. Huff went deep back in the 5th inning. He's 2-for-3 tonight. So we'll see what Huff can do here. He's hitting 480 with a 1.120 OPS. The Grizzlies coming into tonight's game had 1 home run through their first 6 games. They have 2 tonight. As the first pitch is a call strike, the count at 0-1. Stay tuned for our post-game show. Give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect for tomorrow. Saturday Night Baseball tomorrow should be a lot of fun. As here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to left field. Huff on, and that is caught by the left fielder. And now they're going to double up Mendez all the way back to first base. Mendez was going on the play, and he will be doubled up to end the inning. Well, unfortunately right there for Cody Huff, he made a good hit on it, just could not find green grass. We head to the 8th. Grizzlies lead 5-3. We'll be back on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Bally Live and stream, guys.
Fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th. through the 16th with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight. Your Grizzlies lead the Stockton Ports by a score of 5-3. New pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander Bryce McGowan. He's the fourth Grizzlies pitcher, third out of the pen. That ends the line for Davis Palermo. One inning, two hits. He allowed one run. No walks and one strikeout for Palermo. As here is Darlin Montero, and the first pitch to Montero is a strike. And the count at 0-1 from the right-hander in Bryce McGowan. So again, that final line for Palermo. One inning, two hits, one run. It was earned, no walks, one K. Here's the 0-1 to Montero. It's a high fastball, and the count now 1-1 and one strike. So Palermo leaves the game. So here's McGowan now. McGowan, 6'1", 205 pounds. Here's the pitch from the right-hander, and it swung on and missed. Down goes Montero. As here comes Luis Marin as the catcher. So McGowan wears the number 19 on the back of his jersey. Bats right, throws right. 6'1", 205. He's 23 years old from Cary, North Carolina. Born March 20th, 2000. He was an 18th round draft pick back in 2021 by the Rockies out of Charlotte. The former 49er is appearing in his third game, second of this series. 0-0 record, 4.50 ERA. As that is swung on and missed, the count of 1-1. McGowan, two innings of work, two hits, one run, it's been earned. One walk, three strikeouts for the right-hander. Here comes the 1-1. And it's swung on and missed, the count now at 1-2. And the next pitch is outside, and the count now 2-2. McGowan is one of 8 returners to the Grizzlies roster this season. Was a relief pitcher last year. Had a couple wins for the Grizzlies. Had a little bit of a higher ERA than he would have probably liked. But he's back this year and in a very important role in the bullpen. Now here's a setup guy tonight. 5-3 our score in the top of the 8th. And we'll have a quick mound visit for McGowan. McGowan last year, though, had a really good ending to his season. Had a couple scoreless outings before his 2023 season ended. He actually got COVID at the end of last year and actually had to spend some time in quarantine. And by the time he was out of quarantine and had to get back to work, he had missed a couple weeks. But healthy now, here comes the pitch, and that is a high pop-up, and it's foul. But we're happy to have McGowan back in uniform. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. So here in the top of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So McGowan actually walks Luis Morenez, and he'll bring up Brennan Malone, the second baseman. Malone, 2-for-3 tonight, a triple and a single as well. As the first pitch is fouled off, they count it 0-1. So Morenez walks. He had struck out three times already tonight. It's only the third walk by Fresno pitching. Now brings up Malone as the Grizzlies looking for a double play ball. There's action in Stockton's bullpen as that pitch is outside, but it is called a strike. And the count at 0-2, and Malone not happy. Huff did a good job getting that ball back into the zone. Framework is everything. The Grizzlies have had a lot of success, especially at the catcher position, since joining the Rockies affiliate, as that pitch is fouled off. Last year, you saw the likes of Braxton Fulford and Hunter Goodman. Goodman continues to crush up in Double A Hartford. He's got four home runs this season. And Braxton Fulford is 2, and Spokane leads the team there. And then the year before, you had Drew Romo and Ronaker Palma. As that pitch is in the dirt, and there goes the runner. It's going to be a strike him out, throw him out. Huff gets the runner going, Morenez, to end the inning. It's a strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. You also got to remember our favorite Grizzlies catcher as well, Bryant Quijada. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies lead the Pirates by a score of 5-3. We'll be back right here on FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, and Valley Live.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Chick Chansey Park, and we have an ejection to let you guys know. We have the first ejection of the 2023 season, and it's Parker T. Bear. Parker T. Bear was just thrown out by field umpire Tim Barreras. I guess Parker was asking for too much. Oh, man, what a silly bear. As we head to the bottom of the eighth, you're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. The Grizzlies lead the Pirates by a score of 5-3 here at Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. New pitcher for Stockton as well. It'll be the fourth pitcher of the night for the Pirates. It's the right-hander number 21, Aaron Cohn, who appears for the second time in this series. Only worked two-thirds of an inning the other night. So he's fresh as that first pitch is a ground ball. Montero in the backhand over to Cohn covering. He drops the ball! And Betancourt reaches. I believe that's going to be put as an error on the pitcher covering on that one. So that's the first batter, and here comes Jesus Bouguerin. So it's E1 assist on the first baseman. So that ends the line for Carlos Guararte, and he was fantastic out of the pen for Stockton. As first pitch to Bouguerin from Cohn is swung on and missed a slider way outside in the count at 0-1. Guararte, two innings of work. No hits, no runs, no earned runs, one walk, three strikeouts. He was fantastic. So Cohn, the new pitcher, wears the number 21 on the back of his jersey. And that is an error as well. As the Grizzlies lead 5-3 here in the eighth inning. As a right-hander is in the pen for Fresno. I believe that's Zach Agnos, the Grizzlies' closer. Here's the 0-1. And that is going to go to the backstop. Seeing that going to second is Betancourt. Now the real question, if it's a pass ball or a wild pitch. As the circus music is being played here on Cowboy Night. My job depends on ag, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. It is a wild pitch, according to the official score. I agree. You're in the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies trying to win this one. It's 5-3. Against the right-hander, Aaron Cohn. 6 feet, 195 pounds. The Tampa, Florida native. Born October 30th, 1998. Non-drafted free agent in 2021. Played all last year in Stockton as it swung on and missed by Bouguerin. And the count at 1-2. Second professional season for the right-hander. Cohn, no ERA this season. This is his second game out of the pen. Two-thirds of an inning, allowed two hits here against Fresno on Tuesday. And no record as well for him as that's a slider and it's fouled off. And we'll do it at 1-2. For Stockton in the top of the ninth, there'll be the bottom of the lineup. TJ Schofield, Sam, Robert Poisson, and Kevin Richards. All three guys with power, with the ability to get things going. But if you're the Grizzlies, you got to end it in the ninth inning. As Cohn comes set, very similar to a Craig Kimbrell kind of stance, where he's dangling his hand before coming back up. As Bouguerin swings and misses. Down on strikes he goes. First strikeout for Cohn. Seventh strikeout overall. And here comes the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Martin, two singles and a run tonight. We're here in the bottom of the eighth, 5-2 our score. As here's the first pitch to Martin, and he takes a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at the corner of Blackstone and El Paso Avenue, is now at Chuck Chancey Park. Famous Dave's is known for their authentic pit-smoked barbecue and has been serving the Fresno community for over 16 years. Here's the pitch to Martin. It's inside in the count of 1-1. Make your day famous and try their Kodiak tri-tip sandwich or their famous rib tips and wash it down with a sweet tea. Check them out in stadium today, located behind section 113 here at Chuck Chancey Park. Famous Dave's, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies in tonight's press box meal. Ground ball to the second baseman, Malone, over to first, Montero. Heading over to third is Betancourt. Martin is retired. And a bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Famous Dave's for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So here's Ritter with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. as Cone looks in for the sign. And the first pitch is lined into right field, a base hit. An insurance run. Ryan Ritter heads around first, heads to second. Here's the throw. He is out at second base on the throw. There goes Steve Solis to argue. I believe he got in there safely. The fans not happy with the call at all. But the Grizzlies do get a run. It's now 6-3 as we head to the ninth inning. We will have a new pitcher for the Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, and Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back. Top of the ninth, the Grizzlies lead 6-3 against the Stockton Ports. Downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We have a new pitcher for the Grizzlies. It's the closer and right-hander, Zach Agnos, who wears number 14 on the back of his red jersey. So Grizzlies lead 6-3. Ryan Ritter, the RBI single to end the inning, he was thrown out at second base. So it was 9-6 on the putout. So Agnos will relieve Bryce McGowan. So he's the fifth pitcher for Fresno. McGowan, one inning pitched, one walk, two Ks, no runs, and no hits for the righty McGowan. So he will receive a hold if this game ends in the ninth. Here's a pitch from Agnos, and it's a high pop-up. Drifting into the night sky, and it's going to be the shortstop, Ritter, and he will make the catch for the first out. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game, what to expect tomorrow, and we'll have a player of the game as well as we'll go to the field for that one. We also have postgame fireworks presented tonight by Westside Equipment Company. So we'll have some fireworks as well for the great crowd tonight. Still waiting for tonight's attendance. As the first pitch is outside from Agnos in the count of 1-0. Agnos, 6 feet, 210, 22 years old, born on August 15th, 2000. From Reston, Virginia, a 10th round draft pick from East Carolina. As that pitch is fouled off in the count at 1-1. For Zach Agnos. Agnos, one of the more talkative guys on this team. A lot of fun. Great character for him. He is a Barstool athlete. Agnos, this is his third game. 0-0 record. No ERA, but he does have one save. The only save for Fresno. That's a ground ball up the middle. Ritter gets through his legs. Ritter went all the way through up the middle and could not get the ball there. Right through the wickets. Poisson reaches for the third time. Tough play. I think it probably will get ruled an error. For Agnos in his two games, two innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. It is an error. So two innings, one hit, no runs, and three strikeouts for Agnos. So now a double play ball will end it. Kevin Richards, one for three. And here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball to center. Back on the track is Bougarin, and he will reach up to make the play. For the second out as the crowd gets crazy on that one. And here comes the DH, Nelson Beltran, with two outs. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey, Gold Resort, and Casino here in the top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off and the count at 0-1. Still waiting for tonight's attendance here in the top of the ninth. 6-3 our score. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. And the count now 0-2. And the Grizzlies are one strike away from getting back into the win column. Two outs. Runner at first. Agnos. Winds and deals. There goes the runner. It's in the dirt. So Poisson up to second base. We'll make sure it's ruled a stolen base. And it's Nelson Beltran's 0 for 3. It is defensive indifference. And here's the pitch, and it is called strike three, and the game is over, and your Grizzlies win 6-3. Zach Agnos picks up his second save of the season with a backwards K and a clean ninth. And that ends the game tonight. Your Grizzlies are victorious on Friday night, and they have evened the series at 2 apiece against the Ports. We'll be back right after this with our final lines. Our player of the game, we will also give you a rundown of tomorrow. We'll be back right after this for the postgame show. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious here at Chuck Chancey Park.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
It's all right, you are going to take a break after anything else.
Well, there was tonight's player of the game that we brought to you on the field, Skylar Messenger, a three-run homer. Welcome back to the broadcast booth here in Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to turn off the lights as we get ready for fireworks. Give me 2 seconds. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Chukchansey Park here in Fresno, California. It is time for fireworks, but first we had some fireworks of our own. The Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 6-3 tonight. The Grizzlies win by a final score of 6-3. Tonight's final line, Stockton, 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. For Fresno, they had 6 runs on 10 hits, and they had 4 errors tonight. The winning pitcher tonight is going to go probably to Tyler Hoffman. I believe that Hoffman is going to be the one that gets the win. It is going to be Tyler Hoffman for the win tonight. Hoffman now 1-0 on the season. The losing pitcher tonight is Sanchez. He is now 0-2. So Jason Sanchez, the loss and the save to Agnos, that is his second save of the 2023 season. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes. Boy, a big round of applause for our time clock operator tonight, Milton Poor. 2:22 last night, 2:25 tonight with him. Milt on fire with the time clock tonight. So that was our time of the game, 2:25. We're still waiting for tonight's attendance. Let me tell you, we had a big crowd tonight here at Chukchansey Park, and they got to see a Grizzlies win. So the Grizzlies now improve to 4-3 on the season. Stockton drops to 2-5 on the year, and the teams have split the first 4 games of this 6-game series. And here on Country Night, the Grizzlies roped in some runs. It was 2 home runs tonight. Our player of the game, Skylar Messenger, a 3-run homer. It gave the Grizzlies the lead in the bottom of the second, and Fresno never looked back. The 3-run homer was his first of the season, a fly ball to center field. And then in the 5th inning, Cody Huff, his first homer of the 2023 season. It was a 2-run shot scoring Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies at that point had led 5-2, despite Stockton scoring 2 in the 1st inning off of 2 RBI singles. It was 5-2 Grizzlies. Stockton had a run in the 7th inning off an RBI error from Nelson Beltran, and then the Grizzlies had to run in the 8th inning for some insurance. It was an RBI single from Ryan Ritter. He was thrown out going to second place. A lot of second base, a lot of crazy plays tonight. The Grizzlies, though, win by a final score of 6-3, 2 home runs, scored 5 of the 6 Grizzlies runs. Skylar Messenger, a 3-run homer. Cody Huff, a 2-run homer tonight for Fresno. A great night for baseball. We're still waiting for our attendance tonight, but the final 6-3 Fresno, they win tonight. So that brings us to tomorrow. We have Saturday night baseball right here at Chukchansey Park for you. 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It's Valley Tribute jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Healthy Fresno County. A special appearance by the Superstars as well. So come on down. Gates open at 5:35. We want to see you guys come rock out these special jerseys. We're so excited to show them off. The players have seen them as well. They are beautiful. We'll give you more insight on them tomorrow. That is tomorrow's promotion for Saturday Night Baseball, the last night game of this 6-game series before we'll have the day game on Sunday for Bark in the Park. And the pitching matchup for tomorrow as well. Not confirmed, but it looks like this will be the right-hander for Stockton, Daigler Jimenez. He is 0-0 with a 2.08 ERA. So it is Daigler Jimenez. Daigler is D-H-E-Y-G-L-E-R, pronounced Daigler Jimenez. He'll get the start. He is 0-0, a 2.08 ERA. Fresno goes back to the right-hander and Rockies number 29 overall prospect, Connor Stain. Stain, a record of 0-0, a 13.50 ERA. Stain had a little bit of some rough time in San Jose in his first outing, but he will be back for his second outing of the season. The UCF product, a brilliant story. and hopefully you guys can tune in to hear all about it. Well, it looks like we're still waiting for our attendance tonight, but we have not much more to give you after this. The Grizzlies win by a final score of 6-3. Fresno, 6 runs on 10 hits, 4 errors. They improve to 4-3 on the year. Stockton, they are now 2-5. They had 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. Skylar Messenger, a 3-run homer. Cody Huff, a 2-run homer. So however you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Life, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed night. Enjoy some post-game fireworks presented by Westside Equipment Company. We will leave you at that. Have a great night, blessed night, and we will see you tomorrow for Grizzlies baseball.
Support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.